Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? There are so many business subjects that people talk about. You know, all the books, the gurus. There are so many books you could go on Amazon and you couldn't read them all in a lifetime, and there are new ones cranked out every single day. But of course, you know, as a CEO, I know that you know and understand the most important and valuable part of your company is your co-workers, your employees, your staff. It is true, people say the customer is always right, and sometimes that's true. The customer is always right, and we're always trying to please the customer, but there are customers that we have to stand up for our employees, and we have to let our employees know that we're on their side. Because what would Aretha Franklin say? R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. So we don't talk about respect. We don't talk about respecting employees. We don't talk about respecting the position of being the CEO. Because when you're the CEO, people look up to you. Leaders lead. You've heard me say that many times. You have to be consistent. You have to be constant in your communications. You have to let people know that you are on their side, that you are looking out after them, that not only do you want to make money, but you want to absolutely bring them along, and you want their career to get, well, you want them to move to the next level. You want to show them passion about the business. You want to demonstrate confidence in them and in the business. You want them to know that you believe in them, that you're there to work with them, that you appreciate why they're there. You want to engage your people. To get respect, you've got to give respect. You can't say things like, I'm the boss and just do it because I say so. Well, those days are over. It's not communication that's going to work today. You have to absolutely make people that work for you part of the solution. You have to bring them along. You have to make them part of your business, part of your thought process, part of your business plan. You need to ask them for feedback. You need to understand what they need. You need to understand that when they're having a bad day, why are they having a bad day? When they're having a bad performance, no yelling and screaming. It's about how can I help you have a performance that's improved. Say thank you. Tell people you appreciate them. So many times we spend so much time criticizing people that we never remember to say thank you. So respect is the word of the day. Think about how you would like to be respected and respect your customers, your clients, your vendors in the exact same way. And even if someone calls you on a cold call that you do not know, don't hang up on them. You can say no. You can be polite and then get off the phone, because you never know who you're going to talk to and you never know who you are going to come across at a party or who's the brother-in-law or sister-in-law of your biggest client. So we have to be sincere. We don't want to have a behavior that's phony. We have to really care about people, care about our business, care about solving a problem for people, care about giving people what they need, and in turn they will give us the respect that we deserve, and the company will make a profit. This is Howard Lewinter, and I certainly do respect and thank you for listening every single day, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.